She's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for what a mighty God you are. How great you are, my Father God. How magnificent you are. How marvelous you are. For you are, now, our words can't even describe and do true justice, man, for how great you are. You're beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Hallelujah. Your grace and mercy like something that we've never seen or heard. Who can fathom the depth of your love? Who can, man, describe your total essence, Father, and how great you are? You are beautiful beyond description. Majesty and throne above. And, Father, we stand in awe of you. How great you are, Father God. How wonderful you are, Lord. How magnificent you are, Father God. And we just want to take this opportunity, Lord, to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise, Father, for you are so great, Lord. You are so wonderful, my Father. You are so awesome, Lord God. None like you in all the universe, in all the world. There's nobody like you. Who is like the Lord? Nobody. Nobody like you, Father. So, Father, we lift you up, my Father God, and we adore you, and we magnify you, Lord, and we love you, Lord, and we love, Father, one another, Lord, the way you instructed us to do. We just want to bring glory to your name, my Father. We just want to, man, please you, Father. We just want to, Lord, you know, just to know that, Lord, you know, that we are pleasing to you, Father God. We just want you to say, hey, these are my beloved children. Hallelujah. We just want to hear you say, well done, my good and faithful children. Well doing, my good and faithful children. So help us, Father, to serve you better than we do, to love you better than we do, to obey you much more than we do, my Father. Help us, Lord God, to come up higher, Lord, until, Lord, we hear you and know that you feel about us the same way you know and feel about your son, Jesus Christ, Father. But he was forever your delight, Father, and that's our desire. Just as you were delighted in Christ, Lord, we want you to be delighted in us too, Father. So here we are, Father. We cease from all our works, my Father God, and we just allow you, who have begun a good work on the inside of us, we allow you to complete it, Father. Not our kingdom and not our will be done, but your kingdom come and your will be done in all of our lives, Father, here on earth, just as it is in heaven. And Father, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the credit, all of the honor, and all of the praise. For this kingdom, Lord, is your kingdom. All of us who are in it belong to you. You are Lord, Father, and we lift you up on high, Father. And Father, I lift up my brother Chris to you, Lord, and his family, my Father God. And I ask you to do what only you can do. You know his situation. You know what he and his family are going through in this hour, Father, in this moment, my Father. And I just ask you to speak to their hearts in words of love and comfort, Father, as only you can do, my Father God. But some things, Father, can only be done by you. So I ask you to wrap your loving arms around them, my Father God, and just comfort them and speak to their hearts and minds, Father. For you said in your word, Lord, that you are our shepherd. And even though we walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, Lord, we can fear no evil. Why? Because you are with us. Hallelujah. Even in death, Father, you are with us. You say you'd never leave us and you'd never forsake us. So I ask you, my Father God, to wrap your arms around my brother and his family, my Father God, and to shower them, Lord, with your love, Father. That I'm talking about some comfort, everything. No matter what we might face in this life, my Father God, that you have put us in here on the earth, Lord, help us all to know that no matter what we might go through, all is well in our life. Some things only you can do, my Father. Some comfort only you can bring, my Father God. Some peace only you can provide, Father. We thank you for the love and encouragement of one another. But Father, there are some things that only you can comfort us in. Only you can bring us through. Only you can shower us with your peace and your love and your kindness and your grace and your mercy. So Father, I ask you, Lord, once again, my Father, to wrap your arms around my brother Chris and his family, my Father. And shower them with your love, with your joy, with your peace, with your comfort, as only you can do, Father. And once again, as in always, Lord, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise, my Father God. And we ask this in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father. And by faith, we call it done, Lord. Shower them again, Father, with your love and your kindness and your grace and your mercy and your peace and your joy. And do it now, my Father. From this moment forward, Lord, let them know, Lord, that you are with them no matter where they are, no matter where they go. In the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God out there in radio land, you know, we bless you in the name of Jesus, you know. We speak life to you and vitality to you and grace and mercy to you, and pray and decree that it follows you all the days of your life. Just as the word of God says, yeah, his grace and his mercy follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory to God. His grace and his mercy following you. I decree that and I declare that over every last one of your life. His grace and his mercy following you in every area of our lives. But what a mighty God we serve. And he's willing and able and willing and in agreement with what manifesting that in our lives. That his grace and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, you know, as we prepare for this broadcast today, you know, I have once again on the broadcast with us, you know, my family, you know, my son-in-law and his family is on this broadcast with me today. And he and I was dialoguing and talking before we came on today, you know. And I'm just going to allow him to allow the Holy Spirit to minister through him, hallelujah, to bring joy and peace and happiness and fulfillment in our lives. So without any further delay, you know, I'm going to turn this broadcast over into my son-in-law's hand, Jonah Rowler and his family, and just allow the Holy Spirit to do what he do best. That's to speak to his people. And you know something, before I give it to him, this is how God works in the earth. He's the source and he's the sustainer. That's our Father, Abba. That's what it means, source and sustainer. But he got a way of doing what he do. The way he do things, the way he bring things into existence, no matter what it might be that we have need of, this is how he do it. He do it with his word, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Remember when God brought everything into existence, the first thing happened, man, the earth was void and without shape, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then the Bible said, then the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep. He was hovering over, man, everything, man. And he was waiting, and he was waiting on something. Well, he was waiting on God to speak. And when God said, let there be, then the Holy Spirit that was hovering over and waiting on that word took that word that God said, let there be, and brought it into existence. That's how God do things. Hallelujah. He speak, and the Holy Ghost takes what he speak, and man, bring it into existence. Same thing with us. You know, we created his image and his likeness. The Holy Ghost, the same Holy Ghost that's on the inside of us, is hovering over our lives and our circumstances and our situation and our symptoms. And he's waiting on us, boy, to do like the Father did, speak. And when we speak, hallelujah, then the Holy Ghost will take them words that we speak and bring it into existence too. That's how God works, with his word, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's how he designed us to work too, using his word and allowing the Holy Ghost, boy, to take the word that comes forth out of our mouth that pertains to life and godliness, and the Holy Ghost, boy, bring men that which comes forth out of our mouth into existence. It'd be removing burdens and destroying yokes. So we're just going to allow my son-in-law to just allow the Holy Spirit to take the word that flow out of his mouth and remove any burden and destroy any yoke that we might be yoked up to and burdened by. So, son, I place it in your hands.
I'm honored. It's always a gift being able to hang. It feels like we're in, you know how it is. Can you explain, in short, Eden, the five strokes in Hebrew, what they mean?
Yes, you know, those five strokes is moment, spot, door, delightful place, presence. So in essence, you know, Eden is a delightful place on a spot for the moment with an open door into the literal presence of the Lord. I say it again. It's a spot. That's where God built that garden, on a spot on the earth for the moment. Because it was there for a moment, you know. And it had an open door. And that open door, we know who the door is. That's Jesus. And that open door was into a delightful place. And that delightful place was the presence of the Lord. So in essence, all Eden is the kingdom of heaven. Where is our Father? Our Father, which is God in heaven. All Eden is, man, is a spot on the earth. Well, man, I'm talking about all of heaven is in that spot. The atmosphere and the environment of God's territory, heaven, was on that spot on the earth. And that's where God, man, placed us in and started us off on his purpose and plan and destiny for our lives.
Good, because I'm glad you explained it, because there are very few people that can explain it that way. And this is the reason why I asked you for this, to do this. So every person that's listening, first off, I love you. We believe in you and we're proud of you. Good job with standing up Good job for trying to take another step forward. Good job with, and in all your essence of when you feel you're not strong enough, you don't have enough courage, or you're too tired, or you're too sad or broken, you still take another step, because that is the way. Well, just like you came into these dark areas in your life, you will also go through them. You'll come out on the other side. Because though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Because our Lord is with us. You see, so the reason why I'm mentioning this is because that spot and moment, presence, where the door. So that sounds like the prayer closet. That sounds like a place, a holy place, that only God creates when we are in prayer, when we reach out to speak and connect with our Father, and when our Father reaches out to speak and connect with us.
Yeah.
So at that time period, it was physical, just like in the Old Testament. A lot of things that God did and a lot of things that he worked with was a lot of visual and physical things that people could see and witness and identify. But in this age now, it has all have been fulfilled, is completed. So that means Eden can be right where we are, right here, right now.
Yeah.
If we call the Holy Spirit into our lives, and I can feel it right now. Oh my God. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So anybody who is listening in, bring who you can. No, I'm sorry, Father. Seek our Father. Yeah, you, our Father. Because when Jesus came up to the Sermon on the Mount, he was speaking to thousands of people that knew nothing of him, that came from different faiths, different religions, different cultures, different countries, even different languages that had to be translated. And he spoke to them, blessed are those are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You see, and he was speaking to these people, saying, blessed are you who are these things, because God is, he designed you for these things from everywhere that you are. And if it's someone in China that's listening right now, I'm speaking to you too. We're talking to you too. God's word is not limited to one man, one country, one nation, but all people. It is for all of his creations. It is even for the clouds, the things that we have been given dominion over, which is why it gave us life's breath to speak into the atmosphere and colonize the earth until it is the manifested will of the presence of the kingdom of heaven. And I'm glad that you, when you and I talked and you explained, the kingdom of heaven is the location. The kingdom of God is the influence over that location. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So everywhere. So when he calls the kingdom of heaven, then we, like after the revelations, I saw the new Jerusalem come down from the kingdom of heaven on earth. We don't have to wait that long. Right here, right now, you have access. I need you all to listen. You need you to listen, to hear, to open your eyes and your heart and your mind and your soul to hear the words we're about to speak right now, that you have access to the entire kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God right now, wherever you are. If you are hearing through some speakers in another room and you're listening to someone else who's listening to this broadcast directly, and we're talking to you too. In fact, I'm talking for your friends. I'm talking to the ones that we're speaking to, the ones that you, the people you know who need to hear this but don't have access to this broadcast. We're speaking to the ones who you cannot reach, because those are the ones who are in the shadows that God is calling out so he can prove and show his light is greater.
Yes, Lord.
So here we are. We stand in the gap for those who believe and those who don't know how to believe, but they feel the yearning to.
Yes, Lord.
So here we are, my friends, our family, brothers and sisters under the Most High God that we all worship. All of us, yeah. Regardless of whether we're doing it in wisdom or in folly, he's still the Most High God, our Father Yahweh, our Father Jehovah, our Father Adonai Elohim El Shaddai, the names that we have are the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave the promise and covenant between the house of Abraham to give the blessings of himself all throughout the world until it is manifested into his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, like he told us to pray.
Yeah.
We're talking about you right now and entering in to that covenant with the Most High God, our Father, is 100% possible. And guess how easy it is? It's easier than just logging into this broadcast. It took more energy for you to get on your phone and type numbers to call in than it does to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's easier to get into the kingdom of heaven than it is for you to put on a shirt.
Hallelujah.
Can you believe that? It's easier to put on some socks. It's more complex to put on socks than it is to get enter in the kingdom of heaven. I have access to it all.
Mm.
And the process is a choice. You make a choice.
Yeah.
You call and you ask, Father. So if you don't know and you don't have the words to say, I'm going to say the simple version right now, if you are willing. You don't even have to show people. In fact, it works better when you do it in secret with your Father, and so he can bless you, and you build that relationship one-on-one, because then you can prove to God that you believe that God is real enough to talk to.
Yes.
So don't do it in front of people. Don't go out there and be like, oh, Father, oh. Don't get you a megaphone and I hear you. No, we are going to do it right now, the simplistic version, for those of you who don't understand. And even those who thought they understood but did not. Those of you who have been taught all your lives how things go but didn't really believe that God was a real God in real time with real people on a real earth with a real kingdom, a government structure to be born into so you can have and inherit and inhabit and multiply and receive your responsibility as a kingdom citizen to mold and colonize this earth for our Father in heaven. If you didn't understand that, here's your opportunity. Here we go. You ready? All right, here we go.
Yes, Lord.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed and perfect, worthy is your name.
Yes.
Let your kingdom come and your will be done in earth, in our lives, in my mind and my heart, as it is in heaven. I believe, repeat after me. I believe that you are the Most High God, the creator of all things.
Yes, Lord.
And you created me in your image after your likeness for a purpose on this earth, in this real earth, in real time. And your son brought a government down on this earth that we lost for me to inherit and to share it with the rest of my brothers and sisters on earth so your will can be fulfilled. And I want to be a part of it because I believe that what you said will come to pass. I believe that your son died for me. I believe that your son went into hell and took the keys to the death, hell, and the grave, and came back and hung out with our brothers, my ancestors, and left the Holy Spirit for me to be born into your kingdom.
Yes,
I believe that the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was real.
Hallelujah.
And I believe that the promise that you have for your people is real.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So in full simplicity, I know I said simply, but here's the simple part, which is easier. God, I believe in you. I believe that you're real. And I want you to use me. Father, please use me. And show me the way. I'm willing. Show me the way.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And as you do this, so if you said those words and you don't know how to say all the other things, just, Father, God, I believe you're real. Jesus, I believe you're real. Holy Spirit, I believe you're real. You yes. are real. Use me.
Yes, Lord.
Teach me how to let it all go
yes.
and give it to you so you can use me. I don't want to get in your way anymore.
Yes, Lord.
I want your way to dominate my house and my life. Let me become your example for the rest of the world. Show
yes,
me how.
Yes, Lord.
And so after you've done that, just like every person, you change it coming into a new life, you usually get hungry and you need to eat something. after you want to eat something, you have to go to a restaurant usually. And so when we go to places, they're called temples, where usually it's schools and education. You get taught and reared. And you can do that anywhere, yes, you can. Just like I can get a math book from school or from online and teach myself math. Or I can go to a temple, a place, a school where they have math teachers and they can show me through the wisdom that God showed them better ways on how to be more effective in my studies so I can grow into a better mathematician. So in this way, the kingdom of God has places like embassies, if you will. Like we have an ambassador center, it used to be. You remember that?
Yeah.
They're still the ambassador center. You know what I'm saying? We treat it like an embassy. So if you are anywhere around Bunky, Louisiana, and we're setting up a location in Houston, Texas as well, that if anyone, if you may seek us out, and you may find some others too, because like as Paul written the letters to the churches, he was writing to all of the people of God from different areas and locations. We are a hub. We're a kingdom. It's a government. So we are citizens, all of us, under one God, one King. And his will is our will. His way is our way. So if you want to come and find a flock that are of less like of us, you come to the location and we'll be there. You want to call in? We'll call in. We'll be there. And we're here to help you get reared into and show you the way that we have learned so far and how to help you grow and also how to learn from you, because God has a mastery built into you that we all need.
Yes, Lord.
So you, all of us are just seeds under the same Father. Just yes. like when God's Spirit shows up, even angels bow, the trees bow. So when angels come down and visit people, when they bow to the angels say, get up, get up. We serve the same, we're the same way.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
so in all our humility, this guides me to the reason why, another reason why I'm bringing the broadcast here. In the broadcast is our ministry.
Yes.
It's the Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry. Once again, we said it last week, but I'm help you remember, and hopefully we'll gather all the people together, and we will have a great time in the Lord and great time among the people in the Lord yes. so they can see that it's still possible to just love God as a real people in this real time today. It's not all darkness. His light is just as strong. Matter of fact, it is even stronger.
Yes.
And I know it's stronger because he built you. So in this Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry, we're almost 95% finished with our church home. And we are standing at the finish line. Today, we're not asking for equal giving. We're simply asking everyone to give from the heart.
Yes.
Now, if you feel a tug, whatever you feel that you want to give in, we are grateful for it. Because
yes.
just like we said, our Father's work will be done. And what he assigns for, he will provide for.
Yeah.
And then our Father in heaven likes to say, okay, you want in on this? I want to involve you into the expansion of our kingdom on earth. I'm building another hub here. I want you to come and pitch or help and develop and pour into it so it can nourish and grow and manifest faster. So that's how the church, the body of believers, operate.
Yeah.
So we're inviting you to be in on this. Come in with us. Join us. Help us. Aid us with this. And we will We won't let you down. In fact, no, I'm sorry, my bad. Our Father won't let you down. Our Father won't let us down.
Because
it is not in our will that we're building this ministry.
Yeah.
That we're, the ministry is not, the church is not being built because we chose to do it.
Come on, bro.
Now, it was our choice in our hand and being in on what God is doing.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
He said, plant a seed here and build it. Just like he came to Moses and Aaron and had them build a temple for him. That never stopped. God still has people building for him.
Yes, Lord.
He built you.
Yes.
He built us. And we're about our Father's business. So today we're not asking for equal giving, for everybody to give the same. We're not asking for you to specific numbers, like you know the drill. But we're of the real body of believers, and if you feel it in your heart to give, we're asking anyone to give from the heart. And no amount is too big, no amount is too small. Every seed helps.
Amen.
It helps us take one step closer to completing the house of God. And you're not just giving to a building, like we said before. You're giving to a place where lives will be changed.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
If you feel led to give, you can do so now. Yeah, because this is bigger than a building. This is where lives will be changed and families restored and God will move. You'll be able to see more of it because it's more of a concentrated place where the people of God show up. We'll still be doing the work, but we want you to be a part of it.
Yes.
So you can do so now if you feel the need. If you have a pen and paper ready, I'll repeat it twice. The Cash App is $KingdomLife. The number 4, so Kingdom Life 4, or you can call or text 713-870-3776. Again, Cash App, the numbers, the dollar sign Kingdom Life, the number 4, so number sign Kingdom Life 4, or you can call or text 713-870-3776. Let's finish the house together. And may even if you have just a prayer, you have words or of encouragement, anything. So like Paul and Peter was walking along in the city, and the man was sitting on the floor. He said, "Hey, can you help me? Can you heal me?" He said, "Can I have some money?" There it was. He said, "Can I have some money?" He said, "Well, money I do not have, but what I do have, I may bestow it onto you." And they blessed him and healed him and got him up.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And these are things, all of it. Everyone has something to give, and that's how the kingdom works. It's a self-sustained kingdom. So you have currency to give. You have time and some prayer to give. If you are in the nearby area, you want to come by and just see how it's looking, we'll meet you there and give you some kind words and a hug. If you're a chef, I'm learning how to grill, so we can meet and grill and eat and fellowship together. If you're in Houston, I'll be here. If we are out there and you can connect with our ministry, and we'll be able to kind of meet with you and connect and vibe and talk with you all. Well, let's get this building finished so we can really get to work. The embassy needs to be created, needs to be finished and completed so the people can have a physical space to go to and be safe from the wiles of the world while they're growing in education in the kingdom of God like they haven't been educated before. Because this message of the gospel of the kingdom is different than a lot of messages that are out there. A lot of people teach about Christ, but they don't teach what Christ taught. A lot of people speak about the kingdom of God, but they don't speak citizenship laws and statutes and how to live the day-to-day as kingdom citizens, rights and privileges and roles and responsibilities of citizenship in said kingdom of God. That it is a real country. It is a nation with citizenship. It's a real place with a king and a people. You are a set people. Yes. And we want you to remember and learn who you are so you can grow more into who God made you to be, who he built you as, yes. Not the world taught you to think you are. So here's the funny thing is, like, it is easy to say, hey, Father, I need you. I'm willing. I want you to have your way. Use me. I want you to also remember that moment, there is no location where it is limited. Wherever God's reach is, that's where Eden can be. So if you are, and forgive me, I'm not trying to trigger anyone. If you are strung out on drugs, or if you are a prostitute out in the street, or if you are a gangbanger or a thug, or if you consider yourself to be lost and confused, if you're in prison right now, or if you're out in the streets like you're a womanizer, or if you are an abuser, if you're in any of these cases or more, if you have murdered, or you've gone through these stages where you are against God, you hate God, if you created a life of darkness, if you are if you are sold into depression, if you are in doubt and unbelief, if you are in pain and anguish, the spot of Eden, he said, he maketh me to lay down in hell. He will make a bed for me and protect me from my enemies. And nowhere on this earth is like hell. But God can put Eden where you are at. And so let us think and let the world go. And I can hear the Nephilim can't you hear them trying to convince the people to not believe? Like, no, that's not real. God can't reach you. You're too lost. You've done this. There's nothing you can't repent from. There's something you can't repent from this. I can hear the Nephilim speaking. Somebody right now, no, God can't use you. You're too weak. You don't believe. God don't love you. You're a reprobate. You're a sinner. You're broken. You're angry. No, go ahead and turn up. Snort another line or take another drink. Go out there and God ain't in there. He ain't in your life. I can hear the Nephilim speaking. Hear it from me if you can hear it clear enough. Those are lies from the pit of hell, from the enemy, and our Father is greater than all of them.
Yes.
He's their Father too. He's their God too. He created them and they are limited to his will, and they can't do what he does not allow them to. And if you choose to allow God, our Father, and the Holy Spirit into your life, you may not see the magical, mystical results right away, but guarantee you that already happened.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It doesn't happen because you don't see the results. Not because it didn't happen, it's because you haven't matured enough to see what God did. God moves immediately.
Yes.
He knows what you have need of, but he will not go against your will.
Yes, Lord.
He put his word, and in his word, he said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl in the air, beasts in the field, creeping things that creep along the earth. Let them have will. Let them go and subdue. So when he gave us dominion, that's the will, the right to govern. And he said he put his word even above his name. That means he will not go against our will. The only reason these things are happening in our lives is because we have chosen to go against our Father's way. And everything in the universe, and I do say universe, it either is caused by God or it proves God by God allowing it to do so.
Yeah.
So in your life right now, just like we may not have been fully aware of the choices that we made to let us where we are. We may not have been fully aware of the depression and power of the Nephilim, that evil spirits and wicked principles that have seeped into our lives and gained power and authority over our little areas of influence. But none of that matters, because greater is he that is in you. than he that is in the world. And all he wants you to do is say, here I am. Yeah. Use me. All he wants you to do and believe. And even if you have, man, I don't have any much belief. I don't know. I don't know if I can. That's, he say it's cool. Even if you have the faith of a mustard seed, something so small. If you can believe that gravity is real, believe that God is the creator of gravity, stand on that. Start there. If you can believe that God loves babies, and you look at a baby, and that baby is pure in heart, and God built that baby that way, believe God built us all that way. Start there.
Yes,
if you can believe that, oh my God, that the sun will still shine in the morning, and it sets at the evening time, and the moon will still give its light, you can believe in God that created those things. Start there. If you believe that when you look in a mirror, the image that you see is the body that you inhabit, God built that body for you, start there. Belief doesn't have to be gargantuan in size for it to work. It just has to be genuine and true. And even if you're not aware and you still don't, you don't feel like you can truly believe in God, try it. Try it. The worst that can happen is you get delivered. The worst that can happen is that the Holy Spirit actually enters into your life and see things and start to heal things, and you lose friends that you wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. The worst that can happen is that you kick habits that was killing you slowly. So in the kingdom of God, you have to be reborn.
Yeah.
So once again, real clear. Father in heaven. Father means creator, source, and sustainer.
Mm-hmm.
Father in heaven. His location. Hallowed, which is awesome and reverential, like giving respect, honor, glory is your name. Let your kingdom come in this earth, in my life, in my heart and mind.
Yes.
Colonize me with your will and way.
Yes, Lord.
Like you do everything else, like it is dominated in heaven, because there's no poverty in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven, no brokenness in heaven. There's no depression or doubt or fear or unbelief. There's no anguish, no anger, hatred, and warfare in the kingdom of heaven. But there was this moment where they tried and see what happened to them. So in the same thing, everybody that caused chaos, every angel that went against the kingdom of God got immediately thrown out like lightning. The same way he will do with the same angels that chose the wicked principles and spirits if you choose him. And it's interesting that the way that they sustained and gained victory is by testimony in the Son and in the Father that they are the true, that they are true. That's the same thing. It's written that the same thing we got to do. Testify, believe that that he is real, that God is real, his son is real, Yahshua, Jesus is real, and his Holy Spirit on earth, in this room, in the car, and out on the streets, in the ditches, wherever you are right now, on the block, in the trap house, wherever you are right now, is real. The Holy Spirit never left. It's been around you all your life. In fact, the reason your heart beats is because God allowed it. Remember, he calls things to happen, and he allows things to happen. God caused your lungs to breathe. He caused your heart to beat. He caused the synapses in your brain to spark so you can think. He caused knowledge and wisdom to learn. You notice how computers run out of memory, but your brain doesn't? Because you're a spirit being, there's no time, space, and matter in the spirit. You can inhabit tons of things, so let's inhabit the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God, God, God.
Let us inhabit the Holy Spirit to grant us authority and access into our full selves, to who we are, who God made us to be. Let us access the fullness of the covenant of between God and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that we will be blessed so much to where it will overflow out of us into the people around us, so the world, not only our world and our little areas of influence, will be colonized and manifesting into the kingdom of heaven, but everything around us, people who drive by will be changed. Dogs and cats and birds that fly over our houses will carry the Holy Spirit into the other lands or places where people who have never heard or seen of it. Grow us up into your kingdom, Heavenly Father. Make us great, mighty trees that yield fruit for you and all of your people, because we see how much they need it. Thank you for making us in your image after your likeness. Thank you for giving us a heart to feel. Remind us that we're all family. Teach us to be empathetic toward one another, to see our brothers and sisters out in the world and love on them, even in any way that we can, great and small. Yeah. Words of encouragement to the poor. Yeah. Yield to sit down and have a plate with someone who's hungry. And if we don't have time, if we can give, we give. Let us tithe into your kingdom, your people. Let us show love and offer some clothes if we need. And even if we have not of those things, just a good smile and we love you.
Yeah.
We love them. We believe in them. We're proud of them for trying. Because great is their reward in heaven. And blessed are the poor in spirit, for those, for theirs the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, the humble, for they shall inherit the earth.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Let us go out and be those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for we'll be filled. And blessed are us who are merciful. We show mercy to one another. Somebody steps on your shoe. It's all right, brother. God bless you, man. I love you, brother. It's all right. It's okay. For we shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Don't cause war. Don't fight. Use your words. Find ways to bring peace. For we will be we'll be called sons of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, because people will get angry at you. For yours is the kingdom of heaven. But then this is the interesting thing. He says, blessed are you.
Yes.
He didn't say blessed are those. He said blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Mm-hmm. The magic 12, the apostles.
Yes, Lord.
Because the cool thing is you are living in the fulfillment of all the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And all you have to do is stretch out your hand and say, use me, Father. I want to be a part of it.
Yes, Lord.
And he'll say, I'm glad you said that, because you already are. Yes. Oh, I got to tone it down, because you know how we get.
It's the Lord use you. Like the old folk used to say, go ahead.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I can feel them. I can feel them. Somebody got up off their knees.
Yeah.
I can feel somebody in a hospital bed.
Yeah.
And they can feel the spirit around them because they connected. Because, see, what people don't understand is that the blessing of the kingdom of the house of Abraham is that God gave and blessed Abraham while he was uncircumcised. He gave him his blessings when to him and his house and those who are in contract to his house and anyone who does a service to his house. So all of his blood, and he was being called a father of many nations, is known as numerous as the sands on the sea and the stars on the sky. So that means anybody who chooses to be reborn in the kingdom of heaven is therein a part of the house of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the blessings, the full blessings of it, will be bestowed onto you. So that means you, before the Sodom and Gomorrah, when he was like, hey, Father, will you save a nation for 50 holy men, or for 20, for 15, for 10, for one? And he said, yes. Well, your house your house is saved if you are saved, if you let the Father use you.
Yes,
Lord. And the Father can work with him. He just needs a body, someone's willing and able. Plead the blood of Christ over your house. Plead like in the old days, that's where we got the Passover from. In the days when Moses had brought them in, and one of the moments he was trying to get his people out, and one of the final signs when he had the people in the houses to slay the lamb and eat of it and feast on that night, but put the blood over the goalposts, over the doorposts of their homes. And so when the Spirit of the Lord passes over, they will identify the house. It didn't say just the person, it says the house. And a house is a nation. Families are nations.
Yes.
So anybody and everyone in that house, and it will pass over it because it knows that that house is of God. God claims those houses. That's a part of that covenant. So if you have made that choice, and as long as you breathe, you have the opportunity to make that choice. You choose to allow yourself to be a part of, to be reborn and say, Father, use me. Holy Spirit, use me. Let me be reborn into your kingdom. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died for my sin and you rose. And as you rose, we rose with you. So yes. Take me with you into the kingdom. I want to be with you in the kingdom here right now. As you said, you promised this. You said, like babies go, you did. Yes. You said. So yes. You said that I can have this. You said that I'm a part of this. And you said, all you need is one, so use me for my family.
Yes, Lord.
So if someone's in a hospital right now, that's your excuse me, that's your family that is in the kingdom. Yes. That is your family, and you are in the kingdom, and you plead the blood over your house, they are also protected under the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will work in their lives too. They do have to make the choice. But that insurance policy includes them to full coverage.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So I'd like to go ahead and close this out, if you're okay, because we're at 54 now. We got 6 minutes, or 3 minutes, actually. Is it okay? You want me to pray it out? Is it all right?
Yes, you know, just say it all. Let me just say this, you know. Man, God is doing great things in the earth today through his family of sons. That's mankind. That's all of us. And he want to be able to use all of us, you know. He don't have no respect of person. He want to build all of us up and strengthen all of us until that all of us can be used and get into his purpose and his will and his desire and his plan for our lives, you know. So I would, man, pray that, man, that you would yield to the Spirit of the Lord, and if God is speaking to your heart, man, to draw you into a closer relationship with him, then just let go and let God be God. Let him, man, that begun, man, do a great work in you too, because he needs you as well as he needs anybody. As well as he needed Peter, James, and John, Matthew, and all the disciples, and all the great men and women of God that we know of, he needs you just as well, you know, to fulfill his purpose and plan and destiny for the lives of mankind. So, hey, you know, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you and use you and bring joy and peace to your life. Once again, man, I lift up, man, all of those who are the Breeze family, my brother Chris, Lord, and Lord, that you continue to wrap your arms around him and give him peace and joy and understanding, my Father God, of everything that he's faced with in this hour, Lord God. Comfort him as only you can, my Father God. And as in always, we're careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Listen, we are Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry located here in the Brunken, Louisiana area. Our phone number is area code 713-870-3776. Again, that phone number is 713-870-3776. If we could be of any help to you in any kind of way, then please contact us and let us know. It would be an honor and a privilege and a joy to us to help us all grow in the knowledge of God's will for our life. You know, John, I'd like to say thank you, man, for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you for his glory. You know,
I pray, God, that the anointing of God that was upon your life has removed burdens and destroyed yokes and has allowed God, man, to bring souls, man, into a closer relationship with him so that they cease from their works and get in on a work that God has already completed. You know, I bless you with the blessing of God. I decree and declare that God continuously use you, continually bless you and your family, and he continuously use you in doing what he created Kingdom Life Fellowship and our families to do. And that's to win souls to the kingdom of God. Listen to all of you who are out there in radio land. You know, we pray God's greatest for your life. We pray not just, man, God's best, but God's greatest for your life. And listen, y'all, our time is up, and we love you with the love of the Lord. My brother Chris, we are keeping you and your family up in prayer, and we love y'all. And to all of you in the radio broadcast, be blessed to the Lord, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.